You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Law Society has just celebrated 100 signatories to their Gender Equality Charter, which calls for legal workplaces to retain and advance women lawyers within the profession. The charter means that signatories are publicly committed to gender equality, and the Law Society holds them accountable for the advancement of women and measures it over time. I spoke to Catherine Beck, who is the president of the New Zealand Law Society, and I began by asking her to talk a little bit about where the Gender Equality Charter came from.
For a number of years, we've had more women than men coming out of our universities for at least 15 years. And last year, we have had more women than men in the profession, and that's going to continue to sort of increase slightly, consistent, hopefully, with the graduates coming out of law school. Despite that, though, we have real issues with the retention and promotion of women within the law. And 15, 20 years ago, everybody thought that would change over time and that we would have the same number of women as men, both in the law and then in decision-making, partnership, directorship roles, once the numbers sort of equalised. And that just didn't happen. It didn't happen on its own. We've only got about 30% of women in directorship or partnership roles, and that's been slightly increasing, but for a long time it wasn't. We still lose a lot of women around about the year five mark, and they don't necessarily come back. So notwithstanding getting those numbers up, it wasn't making a difference, a real difference within retaining them and getting them into leadership roles within the legal profession. We were improving, but at an absolutely glacial pace.
Could you briefly describe what the purpose of the Law Society's Gender Equality Charter is?
We put together a panel of people, which included men and women, a good range of people of experience and geographical location. And their brief was to come up with some initiatives that would actually focus on areas that will make a real difference in improving the retention and advancement of women in the legal profession. And the first thing they recommended was that we have a gender equality charter. So that's where the gender equality charter came from. It was consulted on towards the end of last year and launched in April of this year. It requires that the signatories lead from the top. They make a plan and take action, and then they measure their progress. And the things within that charter are things like the requirement is if they sign up to this, that they implement unconscious bias training for all lawyers and key staff. They conduct gender pay audits. They support flexible working to assist all lawyers. They then regularly review their areas of practice through that sort of gender equality and inclusion lens, and that's actually quite important. We want them to be really thoughtful about what they're doing in the recruitment, retention, promotion, work allocation areas. They need to adopt equitable briefing and instruction practices. So that means being thoughtful about if lawyers are instructing barristers or getting somebody outside of their organisation to do work for them, that they're thinking about who they're instructing and not always going to the same people, and that they're actively working to increase gender equality.
So you've just had 100 legal workplaces in New Zealand commit to the charter. Why is that so important that 100 have got on board?
Well, we had a target of 100 workplaces by the end of the year. So when we say a workplace, we mean law firms, sole practices, barristers, chambers, in-house legal teams, etc. And that 100 signatories is a really good range across the legal profession of those sorts of practices. So for us, one, we set that target. That would show that we were getting some impetus, that people were getting it and making that commitment. It's not just box-ticking. It's a genuine, thoughtful commitment to gender equality. It represents about 20% of the legal profession, and we've hit it slightly ahead of when we were targeting. It was by the end of the year, so we've now set a new target, which is 30% of the profession by 12 April, which is our anniversary date. So for us, making that 100 signatories was key in terms of it shows that there is a real willingness within the legal community to look hard at these issues and commit to doing what needs to be done to fix these issues. And it, as I say, 20% of the profession is a really good start, but to really get the momentum going, we need to get a few more on board. But 100 is great. We've made our first target. We now need to hit the next one.
So just talking a little bit more about going forward, obviously 20% is great and you've made that quite early on, but you've still got that 80% of workplaces. Yeah. Has the Law Society seen like sort of apprehension in work and legal workplaces not to commit to the charter, or is it like, I don't know, what is sort of slowing the process down? How is it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. So for some people, I think it was just around visibility. In some areas, they've been more aware of it than others. And so there's just been a gaining momentum. For some people, they've been a bit concerned about what it means. So if I commit to this, because, I mean, why wouldn't you commit to it?
But yeah, to me, it just seems like a no-brainer, but, you know, hey.
Exactly, I know. But it is an administrative function to actually sign up to it, provide the information to us that enables us to measure those key metrics, you know, in 2 years down the track. So it does require people to do something and be thoughtful. We don't want them to just be able to push a button, because it's going to require more than that to comply with it. So I think we've seen a real uptake just in the last little while, and I think we'll see that increasing. We want it to be, you know, we want people to feel, for it to be normal for people to be signed up to this charter, for that to be the new normal, if you like. And in that way, we think we'll embed it into the culture of our legal community. So I think we will see an increased momentum. That tends to happen. And I suspect it's more inertia than any sort of principled opposition to doing it.
So just talking a little bit about the culture in the legal profession, obviously it's been a huge topic in the media for some time this year. I was just wondering, with the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace, is that a gender equality issue that the Gender Equality Charter faces, or is that another issue entirely?
Listen, I think they all overlap to an extent. The Gender Equality Charter will go some way to addressing some of those issues. We know that studies show us that where you have greater gender representation, more women in management and decision-making roles, that reduces sexual harassment of women within those workplaces. It seems to be less prevalent. So we know that this should actually make a difference if we can get more women into leadership roles. That said, gender equality isn't the only issue here when we're looking at what the issues are within our legal communities and, in fact, in New Zealand society more broadly. That's going to take more work than just the Gender Equality Charter. So what we are doing at the Law Society is we've set up a culture task force which is around motivating and supporting and creating a strategy for actually creating healthy, safe, respectful and inclusive legal workplaces, which of course is more than just about gender equity within legal workplaces. It's around them being healthy and safe for everybody of all genders, including gender diverse. It's around being respectful of all people within that workplace and treating them with respect and courtesy. And it's around being inclusive of everybody, including all of our legal community. And we've got a way to go in that space.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.